This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Evergreen High School is closed today and tomorrow following the shooting there Wednesday. Other schools in the same school district are closed in Evergreen and Conifer. Events are being planned to help the school community. People are being notified about mental health resources that will be available to students and families. The shooting yesterday ended when the student gunman fatally shot himself. Two other students were shot. One was released from the hospital overnight. And we are updating the story at CPR. Firefighters and other first responders are climbing the Manitou Incline this morning, commemorating the 9/11 attacks from 2001. This is the ninth year for the event, with the incline representing the stairs that first responders climbed in New York City before the Twin Towers collapsed. It's now clear what killed a wolf released through Colorado's Wolf Reintroduction Program. The male wolf was found dead in northwest Colorado in May. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service confirmed he was probably hit by a vehicle. The wolf was captured in British Columbia before being brought to Colorado. Out of the 25 wolves released by the state, 9 have died so far. The top Democrats contending to be Colorado's next governor should not expect an endorsement from the incumbent. Governor Jared Polis says he has no plans to endorse in the race to succeed him.
There's two great candidates. I know them both very well, Phil Weiser and Michael Bennett. I think highly of both of them, and I would rest easy as a Coloradan with either of them as governor.
Polis himself is term limited. Colorado voters will choose a new governor next year. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.